Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Psychic Tapestry. I'm Ken Kessler, and she's Tony DeMeo. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Lisa, and hi, everybody.
And, well, that's the cat's out of the bag. Lisa is here. My wife,
there
Lisa,
you
is
go.
Here, too. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, everybody.
Lisa has been kind enough to join us because I have a bit of a cold, and it's hard for me to talk for very long stretches. I know you're all very disappointed without coughing. So it'd be very hard for me to do readings. So Lisa's going to come in and do readings with Tony, and I'm going to try and guide as best I can without being a coughing mess and making it difficult to listen to. So the other thing I want to mention as we get started is that Lisa and I are in Florida, and there is lots of thunder overhead. And
huge shake the floor thunder.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm mentioning it because if we lose power or the internet, even just for a moment, that could end the show early, because the way Blog Talk Radio works, I won't be able to connect again. So once I get, if I get knocked out, that's it. I won't be able to get back in and continue the podcast. So I just wanted to warn you that could happen. Hopefully it won't, but now you know. Anyway, we are here live. It is Tuesday, May 23rd. Holy cow, almost done with May. Phone lines are open. 347-838-9903 is the number. A bunch of people are already on the phone. So calling sooner rather than later is probably the best bet. You can also connect to us through social media, facebook.com/psychictapestry or at Psychic Tapestry on Twitter. And if you are listening on your desktop computer through the Blog Talk Radio website, you can scroll down, pop in the chat room, and join us there. I just opened that up. So phone's the best, because you may have follow-up. You may have follow-up questions for us. We may have them for you. And the back and forth of the conversation is much easier on the phone than it is in the chat room or through social media. But we get that you could be working or you could be doing something that makes it difficult to call in. Or maybe you just don't want to. You have your own reasons, and that's fine, too. That's why those other options are available to you. So there. The three of us were talking just before things got started here, and Tony suggested that Lisa tell you some of the stuff that she's got going on. So, Lisa, while I get another cough drop, why don't you tell everybody what you've got going on?
Okay. Well, I do free weekly tarot readings on YouTube. So if you are not connected with me there, there is a treasure trove of tarot readings there. It's youtube.com/LDY Disney, like Lady Disney, but no A.
Yeah.
And you will find many readings there. And I've had people ask before, sometimes when they go to do the reading, the recommended video next to it is a reading from 2 years ago or whatever. And then when they watch it, they're like, oh, my gosh, that was exactly what I needed to hear. And so they wanted to know if that's valid. And so I will just share with you guys that is completely valid, because your guides and your angels know how to manipulate energy. So there's a reason that ancient reading came up next to the video that you of recommended videos, because your guides and angels wanted you to get that message. So yes, the message is for you. So if that happens, go ahead and allow that to resonate with you. It doesn't expire, but there are many, many readings up there. And I also teach tarot for writers, and I have I only teach it twice a year. So the next class starts in July. It will be your last chance to learn tarot for writers. And we start July 3rd. So Ken's been posting, I think he will post the link to learn more about the class and to sign up. It is a commitment because we go way in depth and we actually use tarot cards to make stories on the fly. So you can expect 4 Mondays of about 2 hours a time. So it's like an 8-hour commitment altogether. So I would love to work with you if you like to write and you want to see how tarot can help you with that. It's a great class, and I'd love to have you there.
Yay. Exciting.
Yay. Yeah, I don't know if Ken's back when he's talking about it.
I was looking for the link so that I could post it.
Okay.
But it will be up on our social media shortly.
Okay. Lisa, aren't you also doing a class about manifestation, how to manifest?
Yes.
Didn't I see something?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
A 4-day manifesting challenge. And this time we are focusing on blocks and destructive cycles that you might be unaware that you are manifesting these cycles in your life. So this 4-day challenge, we're focused on discovering them and then figuring out steps we can take to break the cycle. So it's been super fun so far. It's not too late to get involved. So anyway, if you follow me on Facebook, you can find me there, Lisa Kessler. There's links there. And also I have a metaphysical meetup group. That's where the workshops are taking place, and you can join us there too.
Fabulous. I'm excited about that. That is, I just believe in it so much. You know I do. I've used it myself all my life, and I'm getting better at it as I get older. And I just think if you can learn how to manifest and help you yourself through life by choosing to bring good things into your life, then you're going to be living a magical life. So if you can take that course, do it. It's invaluable. It's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, I agree. There is something to be said for recognizing that you are safe and you're protected.
Yes.
And you're loved, and you get create your world around you, and the universe will co-create it right next to you. It's all about energy.
Absolutely.
That's all it is.
That is it. Exactly.
And the link for Lisa's upcoming Tarot for Writers class is now on the top of our social media on facebook.com/psychictapestry. And at Psychic Tapestry on Twitter. And if you go to that website, you can also find out about the manifestation stuff that they were just talking about.
Yay.
So there. With that said, how about we start taking some calls?
That would be great.
Okay, 347.
Oh, Lisa, you go first. Go ahead.
Oh, gosh, you know what? Let's blame it on the cough medicine. Before we take calls, you guys should explain yourselves and who you are and why you're here. Tony, you want to start?
Okay. I am Tony DiMeo. I'm a psychic, an author, a Reiki master, a life coach, a whole bunch of stuff, and I was born this way. So I've been seeing dead people since I was a little tiny kid. And for our purposes tonight, I'll be using my specialty, which is having a really great close relationship with my main spirit guide, Ebon. I've been talking to him since I was in the womb. I do remember that. And so he can go anywhere. I can't, but he can. So he will be conferring with your guides and then giving me, helping to pick the cards for you tonight for the messages that you most need to hear. That's how we do it. And I wanted to say that Lisa should go first tonight with the call so that we don't have any confusion on that if she wants to. Okay.
Okay.
And now it's your turn, Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa, explain yourself.
So I am a writer. I have published about, 44 or 45 paranormal romances, and recently I did a Kickstarter for my own tarot deck, the Practical Tarot Deck, and we are about halfway through designing all of the cards with artist Holly Parton, and I'm working on the Practical Tarot book to go with it that is all about my method of reading tarot cards intuitively so that you don't have to memorize a book. We talk about cycles and colors and symbols and all that kind of thing so that it makes it a little bit easier to use any tarot deck and be able to get those messages from your intuition that you need. And so tonight I will be drawing from my Mystic Dreamer Tarot and my Hidden Realms Oracle. And I also allow my spirit guide to draw the cards for you. So I use a pendulum for my primary guide, Morgan. And if you ever go to that YouTube channel I told you in the beginning, you'll get to see Morgan. but anyway, she'll be drawing the cards tonight. And hopefully we can bring you some feedback, some input into whatever issues you're facing.
Yay. Amazing.
So there.
There.
I thought, did that last vendor take us out?
I feel so bad for him. You sound so sick, honey. Sick.
Aww. Yeah.
Oh,
but
I'll be
take
okay.
A COVID test. It's not COVID, but he's really
thank
sick.
Thank God.
And flu.
Oh, boy. Don't need that.
Okay.
Okay.
We can have the pity party for Ken later.
Okay.
347-838-9903 is the number. Let's start taking some phone calls. Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, my first name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you? I'm calling from New York.
Yeah.
And how can Lisa
Although
and Tony help you tonight?
Florida. I was just wondering if you see me reunited with a past relationship or do you see me with a new relationship?
Okay, Sharon, I guess I am going first. This is Lisa, and I'm having Morgan draw two cards for you.
Mm-hmm.
And about your relationship here. How did that past relationship end? Was it dramatic or?
Well, you know, an argument, but there hasn't been any communication in a while, so.
Okay. Because both cards that I got are swords cards, and swords is the element of air. It represents our thoughts. And the mm-hmm. first card that I drew is the Ten of Swords, which is the end of a thought cycle. So no matter what deck, you have 10 swords in your back. So that's why I asked about the breakup. I'm thinking that fight must have been pretty good. to leave you, you know, 10 swords in your back and that's it. But then the second card that I drew is the Eight of Swords. And the Eight of Swords, no matter what deck, you are standing there and you are holding a blindfold on yourself instead of walking through. So to me, this is saying that you should try for something new because you're still trapping yourself in the past. And if you take off that blindfold, you're going to find the perfect person. I think that maybe you're trying to remember the good things or something, but I think remembering that fight probably be a good thing because it will help you take off that blindfold and walk right through and find, you know, find somebody that you deserve. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just confusing because
yeah.
It wasn't really anything serious.
That's
funny.
Yeah, I think that if you're willing to look in other, you know, to look at other people and leave the past behind you, I think you'll walk right in and find the right person. So
yeah.
I'm on team new guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tony, what are you getting? You team old guy or new guy?
New guy. Well, let's see how this shakes down, but I will tell you something amazing happened. I'm in my Guardian Angel deck, and it has everything, every kind of card. And you got two love cards. So definitely you are in for a beautiful romance, and I believe it's a lasting one. So the first card is the Eight of Emotion. It says you feel a deep longing for something more meaningful in your life in the way of a love. And it says in your heart, you know, there's more out there waiting for you in the world. And they're saying this is so, that love is coming. All you have to do is prepare by opening your heart to love, you know, and just getting ready for it. And basically telling your guides that and your angels that you are ready for that next great love. And I believe that we're going to leave it open as to whether the old guy comes back. I mean, he just might. Maybe he'll hear the show tonight and give you a call. That would be great. And, you know, it's all, he just might. Who knows? But it says here, also at the end of this particular card, it says that you do know what's right for you and that you should make a move and really open to love because you are meant to be with someone special. And a part of this card is also the fact that the new love may bring you to a new place. You may end up with a new home. And also, you could end up with a new career or a new interest, you know, for making money, depending on whatever you need. And they're saying, go ahead and seek out that magical new life, which will include love. Then the second card is the Two of Emotion, and this is about absolutely falling crazy in love. The picture is of two people embracing under a tree out in the woods. And it says your relationship will grow closer. Two people fall deeply in love. And there's also a friendship aspect to this relationship, which is always good. Because if you can have friendship with the person that you love, then you can make it forever. That's
right.
That means it's a deeper spiritual connection. So they say mutual respect and understanding will exist in this relationship. And this is the sentence that kind of makes me think we have to leave the door open for the other guy, because it says do not give up on relationships that feel challenging to you, because there is still hope. Now when was
Tony is team old guy.
Old guy, there's still hope for the old guy.
Oh, that's so funny. He is an old guy though. He was my ex from 38 years ago, and we reconnected recently.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So he's
back. Really?
Oh.
Hmm?
Well,
yeah.
He's back.
Well, now I'm remembering why I left him 38 years ago.
That's right.
Well,
something
that always happens. Keep in mind that Eight of Emotions and Eight of Cups, usually the cups are behind you. You've got a great love behind you, and you're ready to go out to get new. But keep in mind, I'm on the team new guy. But I think there's a new wonderful guy for you.
Oh, I believe that, too. I think you can have her pick. I really do. You have that sparkle about you. But anyway, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
And
thank you so much. Thank you. Many blessings. Thank
you
so much.
All the good love vibes.
Aww. Thank you. And you as well. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
347-838-9903 is our number. Hi. Thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
Leslie from Mississippi.
And how can we help you tonight?
I'm very happy, and I'm doing well at my job. I got reaffirmed for another year recently.
Congratulations.
And I feel that I'm ready to start a relationship with a significant other. I'm looking for my first relationship with my girlfriend. Do you see that happening this year?
Okay.
Let me see. Okay, Morgan's drawing you one tarot card and one oracle card here regarding love this year. Ah, and first up is the Hero font, which is all about learning. And are you, you said you're reaffirmed for your job. Are you taking classes or something to get certified or move up or anything like that?
No, I'll be teaching classes again this fall.
Oh, perfect. Okay, good. I think that since I drew with the intention of love, I think you need to pay attention to who you're working with, not like who you're teaching, but other teachers, because the Hero font is all about finding that, that teacher, and we were pulling with the intention of your, you know, future relationship. So probably it's going to be another teacher or someone you're working with. And then the Oracle card, interestingly enough, is the High Lord of Gratitude and Service, which is taking conscious action to help others, which is a teacher. So I feel like both of these are saying is that, yes, you will have a relationship coming up, but I think you'll have it once you start working and meet whoever else is teaching people as well.
Yeah, because I work at a small private college here in Northwest Mississippi, and one of my main goals is not to begin a romantic relationship with coworkers, and and I, yeah, because that rule was self-written from myself.
Okay, but it doesn't have to be a teacher at your school, but I think it will be someone who is an educator. Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah, because one of my goals is to have a relationship with someone outside of my race.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm big on interracial dating.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fine, but I think that you should look for somebody who has kind of the same, you know, that same mentor vibe that you have of teaching someone else and that kind of thing. I think that's where you're going to find commonality, especially if you're, you know, being interracial, that kind of thing as well. I think that's where you should probably focus. I think that's where your perfect person is waiting to find you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you get, Tony?
Well, I agree with you, and I have similar cards. The first card is the Messenger of Action in this Guardian Angel deck, and they're talking about something new and exciting that's coming into your life related to the creativity of your career. And you're saying you're about to launch into a new teaching position. So I love that. It says you feel an eagerness both to teach and to learn, and you are ready to get going. And the angels are saying that you're going to be very successful at this and that you should be very enthusiastic and that you're going to be fascinated by all the new people that are going to be coming into your life. And they're also describing you as someone who wants to try everything. You're just fascinated by the world and new experiences. And then the next card is a new beginning. And this is talking about a new beginning not only in your career, but also in love. And they're saying you are at the beginning of a wonderful new journey. And they're saying you have nothing to worry about or to be afraid of, because the way that your life is going, you're being pointed in the right direction. You are on the right path, which is good to know. So it's all set up for you. So I agree with Lisa that your new love is in Mississippi, where you're going. And I have a feeling that, you know, it won't be a student, I'm sure, as you said, because you have that rule. I do feel it's someone else that's as excited about learning and teaching as you are. I do feel that. And the angels want to remind you that you have unique gifts to offer the world. Just free yourself from everything that holds you back, and the new opportunities are going to continue to present themselves to you moving forward, because you are listening to your divine guidance, which is wonderful. So thank you for calling. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Yeah, sending you many blessings. It's going to be good.
Yes.
Thank you.
347-838-9903 is the number here at Psychic Tapestry. Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
My name is Melina.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Melina.
Melina, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
And how can Tony and Lisa help you tonight?
Well, it's kind of between love life and work, but I think the one that comes up to me the most is love life. There's been this guy, he keeps coming back in my mind, and I'm just trying to figure out, is there any point to this, or could I try to reach out, and it just seems distant.
He doesn't respond, honey?
Well, he has. It just feels different, but I don't know why. I haven't seen him. I don't know why I just keep thinking of him when his actions don't. Doesn't reciprocate, yeah.
Okay, honey. We'll put some cards for you.
Okay. I drew with the intention of your love life in general. And, yeah. Oh, okay. Have you ever had a relationship with this guy?
Mainly friendship. We have it's never been romantic.
Okay.
But we definitely, I think we're both holding back what we truly feel sometimes. That's my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the first card that came up is the Six of Cups, and Cups is the element of water, so these are the love cards. But the
right.
Six of Cups is a nostalgia card. It's like remembering back with rose-colored glasses. That's why I asked if you were in a relationship with him before. I think that maybe he keeps popping in your head because you remember these great friendship moments where, you know, maybe there could have been more, all that kind of thing. But the thing about the Six of Cups is always to remind you, no matter what deck, every single flower is usually blooming, which is not realistic. So the thing about nostalgia and remembering back is that you're probably not remembering, you know, you have on rose-colored glasses and you remember all the great things about him and maybe not a realistic picture of who he is. And then the second card I got was the Six of Swords, which swords is your mental. These are the air cards, so it's kind of where you are mentally. And the Six of Swords is about that you feel like you're drifting and you can't steer the boat, that, you know, maybe, and I don't know if you're friends with this guy. I assume you guys had a circle of friends, so maybe you see him or people talk about him or whatever, and you kind of thing in that direction. But the reality of this card is that you can steer that ship. So if he's popping in your head but he's not reciprocating, you don't have to keep going down that path, right? You can decide we're just friends and turn your head and, you know, find someone who you actually deserve, who thinks you are amazing and they can't wait to spend, you know, more time with you. They can't stop texting you. You know, that's what you deserve. So maybe it's time to, you know, grab the rudder of the boat and decide, you know, where you're going to turn. Because I think the Six of Cups is really saying that, yes, you've had a good friendship with this person, but maybe, you know, you're just remembering the best parts of them, and maybe when you get down to the real part and look at how is he responding, he's not responding, you know, and see a realistic picture so that you can go a different direction. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, I know it's not what you want to hear, I'm sorry, but
oh, no,
I feel like you deserve the best. And I don't think you're going to get it, you know, from this particular guy.
Okay. Yes. Well, I'm kind of agreeing with Lisa again. I have the first card is out with the old, in with the new.
And oh, the yeah. There you go.
There you go. The angels are saying that heaven wants to show you a sign that it's time to move in a whole new direction. And they're saying that with this new direction will come great happiness. and a renewed sense of purpose in your life. They're also saying it's a wake-up call to make changes that match your heart's desire. So that tells me that if you do kind of let go of this idea of this one person and just open it, broaden it a bit to include the world and all the people in the world, you will hit the right person. And it's also going to bring a great spiritual truth and lesson to your life, they're saying as well, when you do that. So just kind of open your heart to love. And then you got an actual love card for the second card, and it's the Ace of Emotion. And they're saying that the angels are coming to announce that you are about to fall deeply in love. So this is very
Yay.
Good news. Yes. They say you're going to meet someone new who makes your heart flutter, or somebody that you already know will pop back up and you will experience a reawakening. But because of the first card with the out with the old and with the new, I do think it's someone new. And they're saying that when this happens to you and you do fall deeply in love, you are going to realize that your intuitive abilities are going to get even stronger. They will be greatly increased by the opening of your heart to this love relationship. So I don't think there's any way you can avoid this. And your intuition by you asking this tonight, dead on, and you are so ready for that perfect partner for you. So just kind of open it to everybody. You can leave him in the mix, but just open your heart and get ready for this love because it's going to hit you. And you can't hide. That's what I think. Okay, and thank you for calling, honey.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sending you good vibes. Peace out there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
347-838-9903 is our number. Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
It's Pat.
Hi, Pat. Where are you calling from?
Illinois.
And how can Tony and Lisa help you tonight?
I've been a widow for 4 years. Is there anybody else that might come into my life?
Okay.
Oh, Angel for Morgan is very excited. I am guessing the answer is yes. Let's see what she drew. Are you open to it? Are you hoping that there will be another love for you?
I wasn't, but now I am. Yeah.
Okay. The first card I got is the Ten of Wands, which wands is the element of fire. So this is like things that you need to do to get done. And it goes in a cycle from 8 to 10. The 10 is the end. So have you finished closing up everything you need to close up from your, you know, from your previous life, from his, will, his everything? Is all of that chapter ready to be closed?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Okay, good. Finish. Be sure everything is all tied up so that you can go into something with a completely open heart. You're not lugging that old baggage on your shoulder, right? Be sure that you've released all of that and you're ready to, you know, take a new step. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And then the second card I got is this is from the Oracle deck, and it's the Ringmaster of Scrutiny, which sounds, you know, to me it sounds like, ooh, details. But it's really about having clear vision and trusting your intuition. And I feel like this is your guides giving you a heads up that you need to trust your gut. Maybe you haven't been dating in a long time, all this kind of stuff. So be sure that you know what you want. Because sometimes we wander out there and we just don't want to be alone. And that's not enough. So really dig down and figure out, what do I want a relationship to look like? Because then when you do start putting yourself out there again, you're going to attract a person who wants those same things. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, yeah, don't just fall for the first person who looks at you. Be sure that you know what you want out of a relationship so that you can, you know, choose wisely as opposed to just choosing somebody so that they're a warm body and you're not alone. Does that make sense?
It does, I know.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Good. Well, I think that it's time. Just be sure that you've wrapped up everything from before so you don't have any baggage to bring into it, and then know what you want. The universe is definitely going to send it your way.
Okay.
Tony?
Sounds good.
I love everything that Lisa said, and I agree with it. There's an actual ceremony that you can do to open your heart to a new love. Kind of alert your guides and angels, and as per James Van Prague, who I had the pleasure of studying with at some point here in Houston, he said that you can actually ask for a romance angel to bring you the right person, which I think is very powerful. So you can use some of those things too. And then I went into my romance deck to get some insight on what this man is going to be like. And the angels were telling me so many things at once, I had to write them down. They said to remember to be playful, because that, you know, this is a whole part of love that we forget about, especially as we get older. So they're saying go back to being playful and happy and joyful. And also realize that this man is going to find you absolutely beautiful. You are going to be his ideal as far as beauty and attraction. And, you know, just remember that even though it's a different time, it's just going to be very different but very beautiful in its own way. Also, there is a past life connection with this new romance, so you will feel very comfortable with him, as if he's known him for a million years, because you have.
And oh, I love that.
And he's also a soulmate. And there's going to be, I would say, the strongest chemistry you've ever felt in your whole life. That's what they're showing me. Very, very strong. And they want you to make an effort here. Put some energy into it. Really, you know, I'll follow up, smile at people. If somebody wants to talk to you, don't be shy. Talk back, accept all invitations. Just, you know, open yourself up in a very joyful way to love, and just walk in love, be love. Love will find you. They're also telling me that he's going to have a good job and you won't have to worry about money. That's always good. And it culminates in a wedding. A wedding. He's a married man. Yeah. If you want another wedding, you can have that too. So I'm very excited about this. This is wonderful.
So it sounds like it's meant to be.
Meant to be, Pat. And he's coming for you. And believe it with your whole heart. And you can work on manifesting him and doing all those good things. They really do help.
Yeah, definitely decide what you want the relationship to be, because the universe will bring him to you, you know, so do your homework.
Absolutely.
Oh, I am. But, you know, I love the effect, you know, when it's like meant to be, I'll know it, right?
You'll know it. You don't have to worry about it, but don't just stay in the house. He's not going to find you in the house. You have to get out.
I know. Take your point of leaving things behind and moving forward.
Yes.
That's where I'm at. Yes.
Good.
Well, that's absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
We're excited.
Sending you all the good vibes. You'll have to let us know when the wedding is.
Please.
And we're sure will.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
347-838-9903 is our number. Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name? Hi, what's your first name?
It sounds like we're in someone's pocket.
Oh, what do you think?
They pocket dialed.
I don't know that we've had a pocket dial before.
Wow.
Oh. Okay. If you were holding, please call back. There were five or six people holding, and all of the lines went away that were on hold. 347-838-9903 is the number. Could be a coincidence. Could be a blog talk thing.
It's cool.
I don't know.
Yeah.
While we're waiting for them to come back, Tony, what's the best way for people to find you if they can't get in tonight and they want to get a reading from you?
Oh, well, I hope I'm not. I mean, really, things have changed, as you know. I think they have to catch me here. They have to catch
okay.
me here, or they can look for me on Keen, I guess. I mean, I do work on Keen, but I'm just, like I said, I'm doing 5 hours to six a day of solid readings. I can't do it. I'm burned out.
Yeah, you're wearing out that third day.
Lisa, what's the best way for people to find you?
Yeah.
I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and my metaphysical manifesting is metaphysicalmanifesting.net, and I teach classes, and I do manifesting coaching, like life coaching, and I also have an amazing manifesting mastermind group. Well, we do group manifesting, so we are visualizing and sending energy of you already achieving your goal. And, oh, my gosh, in 12
fabulous.
Weeks, you will be shocked at how much your life changes. It's wild. But it's an amazing group of women, and it's so powerful. So if you're interested in any of that, head to the website. And if you want free tarot readings every week, you can just go on YouTube, look up youtube.com/LDYDisney. That's me. And every Sunday
Yay.
Night, there's a new reading for the week ahead.
Yes.
You know, because you're my wife and we live in the same place, I know some of what goes on with your mastermind group. Without mentioning any names or anything, can you sort of talk about some of the things that your group has manifested for each other?
Yes. One of our masterminds got a brand new job that pays $50,000 more than the other job she had. We were all shocked.
Wow.
it was amazing. And
that's
get
amazing.
This, she didn't even go out and find that job. The job came to her. So it's amazing. And then
I love it.
We had another one in the mastermind decided that she needed to get out of her marriage and start over, and in 12 weeks, she managed to get her divorce done in arbitration. They agreed on everything. He paid her money out of their house, and she got her first new apartment all on her own at 53. I'm like, dang, in 12
that
weeks.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, so she got a whole new beginning, and another one of masterminds has been going through health issues, and anyway, she has surgery scheduled on June 6th, and we manifested all the co-pays, and it's just been
wonderful.
Amazing. And then today, another one is had applied for a big job that was closer to home, and she messaged me today that she has an interview. So I'm like, oh my gosh! So I feel
yes.
like everything we have tried to manifest has come and super fast and better than what they were asking for every single time. So the mastermind has been amazing. So wild.
What an excellent thing to do. Whose idea was that?
Yes.
Was that your idea? I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I actually got the idea because I was working on the manifesting, and I was doing it one-on-one, the coaching. And what popped
right.
in my head is that when I led the Girl Scout troop, those girls manifested every single one of them selling 250 boxes of cookies so that they could all go to a sleepover at Wild Animal Park. And I had never really thought about it at the time, but I hadn't thought about that they all had manifested that for each other.
Right.
They all knew they were going, and so then they did. And as a writer, my first critique where we all read each other's pages, there were four of us, and we called ourselves Almost Fabulous because we were almost published. None of us were published yet.
Sweet.
But we would get together once a week online and read each other's pages, and we would be so excited. This agent is a callback, and this publisher wants a full manuscript. And we were all envisioning everyone being published, and in a year, all of us were. And so
that
when I started thinking about this, I was like, you know, if everything is energy, and you're putting out energy for your dream, what if there were five other people also putting out energy that you have that dream? I mean, of course it'll be bigger and faster and stronger, but it's even, the mastermind has been even bigger than what I had imagined. It's just been, it's very magical. But once a week we get together on Zoom and we do a ritual, different ritual every week, and we check in about how we did last week, what we're doing this week, and then we just do like a 10 or 15 minute visualization meditation that I lead where we send our energy to each and every person in our circle one at a time, envisioning them completing whatever the thing is. And it has just been, it's been miraculous. It's just wild.
It is miraculous.
For all that energy, you know?
It is. And this is a beautiful thing that you're sharing, because people can do this. Anybody can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you just have to believe in it and go through it and do it together. And the collective is so powerful to do it in a group.
Yes, and to be committed to that, because everyone shows up every Wednesday night. We do it, and you know, having that commitment and putting out that energy, it's just, you change your life.
Absolutely,
and
magic.
How about what you manifested in January?
So in January, we don't do any visualizing for me. I lead it, because I'm the coach, so people are paying me to be there. So we don't do anything for me. It's all for them. But when we started in January, one night we were talking about our big goal for the year, and we all shared. So I said, well, our rent keeps going up here in Florida, so I think it's time for me to manifest buying a house. And we did not do any visualizing. None of it was for me, but I did admit it out loud. And in 12 weeks, Ken and I moved into a house. What?
That's it.
So it is wild.
You get better at it, and it gets quicker with time.
The
more you can believe, I've noticed that I can manifest like that too, and it's amazing. People hear these stories are true. It's like true magic. That's where the magic
is. It's just like you tap in and it just becomes real, and it's all about energy and that power of believing it's possible.
Absolutely. And how is the house? Are you loving the house?
Yes. We're mostly unpacked. It's good so far. I'm very happy here. So
I'm so happy for you guys. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
I too manifested my little place that I'm in now.
Yes,
and
you did.
I adore it and I love it. I couldn't be happier.
Okay.
And it's in the perfect place that I want it to be, the perfect situation in every way. And it just came barreling at me. Just put it out there.
You manifested it to make money doing what you love. You were like, how can I make enough money to do
enough
it?
Enough money
by
to
doing
escape from my situation
people.
I was in.
And
it worked.
Boom, look at you. Love it, Tony.
We both do it. We're too happy. That's right. We're just too cheerful here.
That's right. Manifesting fist bump. Boom.
That's right.
Well,
but it's true.
And
it does work.
It does. And I think the point is that, like so much of what we talk on this about on this podcast, is that anybody can do this.
100%.
Anybody who's listening right now can do this. I put the link for Lisa's metaphysical manifesting website up on our social media. If you want to check it out, you don't have to do that. You can do this.
It's gold. It's gold and
but,
do it.
Yeah. I mean, there is definitely power in numbers. That's absolutely true. But, you know.
And if you don't quite have the confidence yet, I will be your confidence. I am really good at keeping the faith for everybody else. So, you know, if you feel like it's a struggle and you're a little scared and you want someone in your corner, I will be there for you.
Absolutely. Are you doing individual coaching for people, doing life coaching too? I don't know why you have the time for all this, but it's amazing what you
do
to people.
Yeah, I do. I do it all over Zoom. So they're from all over the world. One of my clients is in the UK, so we meet at interesting times.
It is fun. I love it, too. I did it, too, for a while. I can't do everything anymore because I'm getting older. I've had to pick and choose what I'm doing. I'm still doing a lot more than most old people, but I just can't do everything anymore. But I'm still doing it.
Yeah, but you're amazing. I can't imagine doing readings for 6 hours a day. Woo, you're
Tony.
I'm Tony,
you say how you're – you're cutting back and you can't do it all. And then you come on here and you tell us, oh, I read for 7 hours today. Read for 6 hours. There's cutting back and then there's cutting back.
And now I've been drafted to babysit for my five. Well, not all five, for the three youngest every Thursday night. I can't even tell you how that happened, but I'm over there. They're mostly babysitting me. They're very self-sufficient. But we've added that to what I do.
They ganged up on you. They manifested you.
They did manifest me over there. They think I'm very funny. I will say that. Grandma's funny. So I stay overnight because I can't drive home in the dark. So I'm kind of.
We are quickly running out of time. How about you guys each draw one card for somebody who we weren't able to get to tonight? Or who's going to be listening to this podcast a little later.
Oh, so for someone who's listening later, Morgan has drawn the Chariot. And the Chariot is major arcana, so this is events in your life. And the Chariot is about, like, physical movement. So you moving to a new place or somebody else moving into your place or you switching jobs or moving to a different branch of the job that would be in a different city. And the card has birds on it, which represent your spirit guides and angels guiding you. So if an opportunity comes up for you that is going to be moving somewhere, take it. Go for it. It was put in your path for a reason. So don't second guess it. It's going to be a positive move. So go for it.
And I have inner strength, and this is out of the Guardian Angel Oracle deck. And the message is that we all of us, have great courage and kindness, more than we realize. So much more inner strength. We usually find out how strong we are only when we're challenged. So hopefully you don't ever get challenged to know exactly the extent of how strong you are. But the angels are saying you may not realize how powerful you are, how strong you are, and that there is no problem that you can't solve. And they're also telling us that the compassion that we give freely to others, we must also give to ourselves. So we shouldn't forget about self-care, right? Definitely. So they say, stand strong in all your convictions. And this is one that it took a long time to learn. Sometimes the right answer to tell someone else is no, if you need time for yourself, right?
Yeah.
So
that's a hard one.
That is. Oh, yeah. I agree.
All right. And I've got a song.
Good.
I've got one song for, and I'm pretty sure that this message is for plenty of people. The song is from Led Zeppelin, and it's called Nobody's Fault But Mine. And this is about accepting the responsibility for where you are and what's going on. Accept your role in it, accept the responsibility, and take the responsibility for getting out of whatever you've gotten yourself into. Stop the blame game. You're not going to get anywhere doing that. You want to get where you want to be. You need to be honest and accept the responsibility that it's your fault. Not the happiest message, but...
way to bring down the room, Ken.
Well, I do have a cold.
It was good. It's still a valuable
message. But it was
good
advice.
Yes.
Well, we are just about out of time. Blog Talk Radio is going to turn us off whether we're ready or not, because not because Blog Talk Radio is mean, because I schedule it for an hour and the hour is just about up. So Blog Talk Radio will say, okay, hour's up, click. So apologies to those who are on the line or who Blog Talk Radio may have hung up on. Sorry about that. Tony and I will be back 2 weeks from tonight, June 6th, and you can catch us back here at our regular time, 8 o'clock Eastern. And if you don't want to wait, go to psychictapestry.com, click on our readers and teachers, and you can make a private appointment. Well, you can try and make a private appointment with Tony, but good luck. But you can make one with Lisa or with me. Otherwise, we'll see you back here in 2 weeks. Lisa, thanks for coming in and helping out. Helping your sick
husband.
Thanks
for having me. It's always fun.
Come back anytime.
Thanks, Tony.
Anytime. We love
you. Okay.
And Tony, as always, thank you so much for giving up part of your Tuesday night.
Oh, it's fun. I love you both.
We love you.
I love you too. We'll see you guys later.
Thanks again, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being here. We really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Take care of yourselves. Stay safe. And remember to tell those close to you that you love them. And we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.